Chicago trumpeter Constantine Alexander and a piece called Fire. This one of his original compositions from a brand new disc titled Fire Tet. In fact, that's what he calls the group, Constantine Alexander's Fire Tet. The group, an outgrowth of a jam session that began a half dozen years or so ago at the famous Chicago pizza joint, Gino's East, where people like to dine on deep dish pizza. Roy McGrath is the saxophonist. He's a native of the island of Puerto Rico, spent a number of years in New Orleans, and he's called Chicago home for the past decade or so. Julius Tucker is the piano player, rising young star in Chicago. Ben Dillinger is the bassist, and Greg Essig on the drums, all along with trumpeter Constantine Alexander and his Fire Tet, as they are billed on this brand new release. We're featuring all new music this time out on Jazz from the Heart of America. I'm your host, Dan Binder. Good to be along with you, coming to you, as always, from Chicago to bring you the music. In fact, I've got another artist from Chicago to present for you now, another brand new recording, jazz guitarist by the name of Andy Pratt. He does a bit of singing as well as playing the guitar on his new CD, but we're going to focus on one of the instrumentals. Andy Pratt's trio, including Joe Policastro on the bass and Phil Grateau with the drums. Andy Pratt, the leader, playing guitar, and here's his lovely take on the old film theme written by composer Jerry Goldsmith, the love theme from Chinatown. That's Chicago guitarist Andy Pratt, along with Joe Policastro playing the bass and Phil Gruteau on drums, from a new 2024 release, a song that dates back to the old classic film from 1974, Faye Dunaway and Jack Nicholson. Chinatown, the love theme from Chinatown is what we heard, done by film composer Jerry Goldsmith, played beautifully here by Andy Pratt and his trio. I'm Dan Bindert, along with you for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America, and we welcome all of you who are listening on VOA stations around the world or through the web at voanews.com. But our FM station listeners, including folks in Indonesia and across the continent of Africa on stations like 93.5 FM in Juba, South Sudan, 101.7 FM in Lusaka, Zambia, and 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. We welcome all of you to the program and hope you're enjoying this music as we share the sounds of jazz with you. To close today, one of the great piano players that we lost in the year 2023, but recorded many, many albums over the years, and also did so many live performances over the span of seven decades or so in the business that you'd be hard-pressed to catalog all of them. But many have come out recently after staying in the vaults on tape for many, many years. Some of these recordings coming from out on the west coast of the United States. In fact, that's what we're going to hear right now from the Penthouse in Seattle. This recording done in September of 1966. It's pianist Ahmad Jamal. His trio here, the same group that would go on to record one of Ahmad Jamal's classic albums in 1970, titled The Awakening. Jamil Nasser is the bassist, Frank Gant playing the drums, Ahmad Jamal at the piano. And with this trio, he sometimes referred to his trio as his three-piece orchestra, and you can see what he's talking about, or you can hear what he's talking about in this next tune as we listen to his meticulous arrangement of Errol Garner's Misty. The Ahmad Jamal Trio, recorded live in Seattle at the Penthouse in 1966, just recently released as part of a brand new double disc set, Emerald City Nights, live at the Penthouse, 1966 to 1968. And the tune, Misty. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Binder. This program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, Chicago's home for jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Until the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful week.